Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective from Monday, the 4th of April 2011. Good morning. Well, last week, another of those slightly disconcerting weeks, we saw incredible examples of human stupidity and terrible examples once again of our total disregard for human life. And really, they make you wonder how on earth the human race has actually survived for as long as it has. Also, slightly sad example of how the beauty of a butterfly's wing has combined with Facebook. So there's a book burning in Florida, unremarked by virtually everyone else in the US and Europe, ultimately led to 12 deaths in Afghanistan, and along with ongoing violence in Africa, not a particularly pleasant week. However, there were a couple of good bits of financial and economic news. In the US last week, we saw employment data, which was, if not particularly good, it was certainly better than consensus, and led to hopes that the US recovery is solidifying, in spite of the fact that housing data is still very weak. The other bit of good news came from China, where a manufacturing survey showed that manufacturing activity increased again. And the reason that was seen as very good news is that it suggests that China's central bank activity to cool the economy is not actually damaging economic activity. However, last week, the old boogies of Japan's nuclear disaster, Middle East unrest, and the European sovereign debt crisis led to a volatile week on the markets. Again, but in spite of that, around the world, virtually every market was up. In Japan, we saw markets up 2%, Far East up 3%, Europe up 2%, and the US up 1.5%. And of course, we saw the end of the first quarter last week as well, and it's worth just looking at what happened at the end of the in the first quarter. Japan was down 5%. Far East was very mixed, ranging from China up 6% to India down 5%. Most other Far Eastern markets, so up around 2% over the quarter. Europe, the UK, was stolidly unchanged, whilst France rose 5%, Germany rose 2%, and the US was about up 5%, just over 5% on the quarter. So in spite of a very, very dramatic quarter, markets seem to have survived and come through. If you look at the UK, the FTSE is now standing at around 6,000, more or less exactly where it was at the beginning of the year, and what I would suggest is probably its peak for some time to come. Can't see much movement ahead of 6,000 for some time. So what's the bottom line? Well, I think we've probably achieved a degree of stability at last, but I don't think we're going to see great movements in the markets for some time. Recovery is still very fragile. It's under threat, not only from natural disasters, but from geopolitical events, poor policy decisions, and that could particularly affect the Far East. Inflation buzzing around the place. Ultimately, though, it's consumer retrenching. And I think we're beginning to see the consumers really begin to ask themselves deep questions about their spending powers. And arguably, the global recovery is now, in many ways, more qualified than it was at the start of the year. This week coming up, market-moving events. Well, central bank meetings from Australia, UK, Japan, and the EU. The latter, I think, probably heralding a 0.25% rate hike. And in the US, we're going to see the minutes of the last FOMC meeting, and they will be watched closely for any indication that we're going to see an early end to US quantitative easing too. Here at PFL this week, it's going to be tidying up after a slightly chaotic tax year end. Personally, I'm looking forward to heading off on Friday to Val d'Isère with the Amforth College ski party. And so my important indices are the snow levels in Val, which are looking okay at the moment, 40 centimetres on the lower slopes, over a metre on the top slopes, 90% of slopes and lifts are open. Weather forecasts are okay, and just looking at the webcams, Val looks a bit cloudy, a bit of snow around, but people are out there skiing, and that's what I'm going to be doing next week. So I'm afraid no commentary from me next week, and speak to you again on the 18th of April. Have a very good 2 weeks, and before I go, please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary. If advice has not been sought beforehand, you should contact Planning for Life on 01439770105 or through your website, www.planningforlife.org. or your professional advisors before taking any action relating to your personal finances. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Thank you very much. Take care.